This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 14th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. And now a note from John Lothian. George Giro has passed away, reportedly after battling COVID-19. George was a widely respected futures industry statesman who was inducted into FIA's Hall of Fame in 2019. George was a leader in the New York markets, including as chairman emeritus of the discontinued Commodity Floor Brokers and Traders Association. This was an organization he created for all the independent brokers and traders so they could get health insurance. He was that kind of guy, always looking out to help people. He also always treated everyone the same, no matter their station in life. George was a true ambassador for the futures industry. I first met him at the Swiss Futures and Options Association Bergenstock Conference in 2004. I recall learning at the time that he spoke 5 different languages. JLN will be publishing a remembrance page to honor George's memory. If you would like to share a remembrance, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. We have 3 remembrances already, from CME Group's Terry Duffy, FIA's Walt Lucan, and former NYMEX member Frank Barbarino. Lynn Martin, president of Fixed Income and Data Services at Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., is to receive Manhattan College's 2021 De La Salle Medal. At the annual De La Salle Medal at the Pier on Manhattan's Upper East Side on Tuesday, May 25, 2021. The De La Salle dinner raises essential unrestricted income, the most critical form of funding for the college. Donations from this event are applied to a multitude of needs, particular student scholarships and financial aid, making a Manhattan College education accessible for more students. Established by the Manhattan College in 1951 in honor of Saint John Baptiste de La Salle, founder of the Institute of the Brothers of the Christian Schools and patron saint of teachers. Veteran lawyer and former regulator Ken Raisler is retiring from Sullivan and Cromwell at the end of January. He has informed clients and friends. He spent 29 years at the firm in the Commodities, Futures, and Derivatives team, which just added former CFTC Director of the Division of Enforcement, Jamie McDonald. Also on the Sullivan Cromwell team are David Gilbert, Katie MacArthur, Ryan Miller, and Steve Ehrenberg. Raisler is a highly respected attorney who has served the industry well during his many years at the CFTC and Sullivan Cromwell. Congratulations to Ken on his retirement. It is well deserved. FTSE Russell is putting on a webinar called The Post-Pandemic Case for International Markets on Tuesday, December 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern. Recent positive vaccine news is clearly changing the market narrative and posting very big questions for the 2021 global investment outlook. Will 2021 see a stimulus rotation in growth and inflation expectations? Presenters are from FT Russell, Franklin Templeton, and SGX. Register in the article below. Eurex is hosting a webcast, Eurex VSTOXX Derivative, Trading Opportunities in European Volatility Derivatives. Participating in the webcasts are RCMX, Shore Capital Research, and Equity Armor Investments. They will look at why volatility is so relevant in today's markets and what factors would influence the spread between VSTOXX and VIX volatility indices, among other issues. There's a link to register in the article. MotherJones.com was the latest to take a shot at Senator Kelly Loeffler and ICE in a story entitled, How Kelly Loeffler's Firm Facilitated an Enron-like Scandal. Intercontinental Exchange provided a platform for excessive speculation that cost Georgians millions of dollars. Loeffler is also defending posing for a picture with a white supremacist and former Ku Klux Klan leader Chester Doles, according to a story on The Hill. For the record, Loeffler's campaign spokesman Stephen Lawson was quoted by The Hill saying, "If she had, she would have kicked him out immediately because we condemn in the most viscerous terms everything he stands for." The Wall Street Journal has called for President Donald Trump to concede the election to the president-elect Joe Biden. Today, the Electoral College vote will occur, which will make concession a moot point. Today is the CFTC's Technology Advisory Committee meeting. The JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign has had 89 donations to date, with $18,761 raised so far. We are very pleased with the broad-based support we have received from far and wide within the trading world. Help support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. A note from John Lothian. And now a note from Tom Thompson. The Association for Digital Assets Markets has appointed Michelle Bond as its CEO. She is an attorney with law firm experience as well as FINRA, SEC, and Capitol Hill experience. In a conversation with Adventus' Travis Swab last week, Bond identified fintech, including cryptocurrencies, as the hot new policy area, and went on to provide her outlook for digital asset regulation. Now a note from Sarah Rudolph. John informed me over the weekend that George Jarrow, Senior Vice President with RBC Wealth Management, former NYMEX and COMEX member, an expert in metals markets, has died. I spoke with Jarrow many times on the phone as research for my metals articles, and he was a great help with me learning the ins and outs of the markets. He really knew his stuff and was generous in sharing his time with reporters. I will miss him, and my heart goes out to his family and friends. Another note from Sarah Rudolph. JLN did a video interview with Jarrow a while ago. You can watch it on our website to hear Jarrow tell his story in his own words. And now a note from Matt Rabel. Saturday marked the 10-year anniversary of the disappearance of Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, whose offline identity remains a mystery to this day. While Nakamoto was known to have a few close collaborators, their online presence was the only time they appeared in public. Nakamoto's last public post online was about securing Bitcoin's blockchain from cyber attacks on an online forum called Bitcoin Talk. The post was dated December 12, 2020. Another note from Matt Rabel. Spike's futures are scheduled to resume trading today on MGEX, the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, via the CME's Globex platform. Spike options are still trading on MyX options. For more information, check out a handy guide in the article. John Lothian News has a report. Sam Mehta and Peak Six Capital Management want to change the world. John Lothian News interviewed Sam Mehta, the new Chief Operating Officer at Peak Six Capital Management. Peak Six Capital Management has a unique portfolio of investments, including capital markets investment and something as bespoke as owning an esports team. You can watch the video on our website. New spread for the week. The spread, Brexit, stage right. This week on the spread, MIH and MGEX complete their merger. CBOE's Chief Marketing and Communications Officer Carol Kennedy and the CFTC's Chairman Heath Tabbert announced their retirement and more. You can watch this video on the website. From ErisX, ErisX and RSBIX introduced sporting event-based futures contracts. ErisX is pleased to announce that today we filed a product self-certification to introduce fully collateralized financially settled sporting event-based futures contracts in collaboration with RSBIX. This is ErisX's first strategic collaboration to provide listing and clearing services enabled by our recent DCO order amendment permitting us to clear derivatives on any commodity. A comment by John Lothian, diversification and innovation are the lifeblood of any organization. Spread your bets while helping people spread their bets seems to be a pretty good plan. An article by Eben Shapiro of Time. Adina Friedman, CEO of Nasdaq, on the red-hot markets and critics of her diversity plan. Last week was pretty typical for Nasdaq CEO Adina Friedman in 2020. Another record-high close, another buzzy multi-billion-dollar IPO. On December 10th, Airbnb's stock doubled on its first day of trading, valuing the company at $100 billion, the latest sign of the market's animal spirits. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal attacked Friedman's proposal to increase board diversity on Nasdaq listing companies. And the FTC and many state attorney generals filed a federal lawsuit seeking to break up Facebook, alleging anti-competitive behavior. Facebook is one of the five FAANG, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, stocks that all trade on Nasdaq and that have powered much of the market's somewhat perplexing rise in 2020. In a year where pandemic shutdowns battered the real economy and more than 10 million Americans are out of work. A note from John Lothian, I can't even imagine trying to keep up with Adina Friedman. An article by Courtney Moore of Fox News. 20% Americans have reportedly gotten hurt while setting up Christmas trees in 2020. You better watch out. Christmas tree-related injuries are on the rise. At least that's what a survey from Lending Trees Insurance comparison resource Value Penguin says. According to its survey, 1 in 5 Americans have reportedly been injured while setting up their Christmas trees this year. This number is 122% higher than what Value Penguin reported last year. A note from John Lothian, Christmas trees can get their fur up if mishandled. An article from Stephen Kuritz of the New York Times. What's the right way to give in a pandemic? Charities and donors are facing a holiday season like no other, but they have come up with solutions. Talk to the staff members of charitable organizations these days, and they will tell you they have never seen a year like 2020 with the COVID-19 pandemic and the hardships it has wrought. Millions of Americans are out of work and newly living in poverty, and many others are socially isolated, creating a greater than ever demand for services. Kenneth Hatter, the national commander of the Salvation Army, described the present moment as a tsunami of human need in a telephone interview. A note from John Lothian, where there is a will, there is a way. And now Friday's top three. Our top story Friday by a wide margin was Bloomberg's special report, The Essex Boys, how 9 traders hit a gusher with negative oil. Second was the CFTC's video, Chairman Talbert. It has been a privilege to be the chairman and chief executive of the CFTC. Statement of Chairman Heath P. Talbert announcing his futures plans, in which Talbert does not announce his futures plans, other than to say he will resign as chairman of the CFTC early next year. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.